Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Name of this song is Simon Says, apparently, because that's what Stiz just said into my ear. Otherwise, I would not have known it. Zdeno Chara. Not that this is a surprise, but Zdeno Chara is now a Hockey Hall of Famer. That was announced by the Bruins via Twitter today.
Love it. Big Z, earned and deserved.
And I will continue to bang this drum, played sort of concurrent to Tom Brady. The more impressive 40-plus-year-old professional athlete than Tom Brady. Like, we all got Icky Baluki at the time for TB12, and he's 40, and he's playing quarterback into his 40s. And it's like, the 6'10" guy is playing ice hockey for 22 minutes a
with
night.
With a wired jaw. Oh, and then you know what he did after that?
Did the Tour de France.
Did multiple marathons.
He's such an underappreciated athlete. Like, he's a great player, and I think people appreciate for him, because if you ever watched, you know, I always marvel about Connor McDavid. Looks like he's at a different speed. Mm-hmm. It didn't really look fair when a guy's coming down the ice and Zdeno Chara had a stick that looks longer than anybody else's on an arm
A guy that looked like a character coming out of The Nightmare Before Christmas comes out with a hockey stick and you try to get a puck around him?
He looked like the guy if you were playing a video game and you're building your own character and you're like, what's the highest height they allow you to? Oh, I'm going to jack the height up. What do they give you for a stick length? I'm going to jack the stick length up. He looked like he was a cheat character in a video game and obviously was a great leader. The physicality, I also always enjoyed. One of my favorite things to actually watch him do was when somebody every once in a while would have the audacity to kind of get in a scrum with him, and he would hold them at arm's length like he was the big brother saying,
big mistake.
You really want to do this? You really? Because I'll ragdoll your ass on this ice and embarrass you in
He'd
front of millions.
He'd even kind of smile at him sometime.
Yes.
Like, are you sure you want to do this right now, dude?
You don't want any of this that giant Eastern European smoke.
That would be so jarring, like that, just being at that arm's length, looking up at him,
just
being
think
like,
about all the momentum.
Sir, I've made a mistake. I would like to skate away now. Please let me go.
Like the torque that could be generated by that arm turning into a punch towards you. By the way, I still maintain.
What do you maintain, Fitzy?
That the 2013, I know that they sort of lost/blew it in the finals against the Blackhawks, and that was one hell of a team. The defense that Big Z and Seidenberg played in 2013 in the conference finals against the Pittsburgh Penguins is maybe the best hockey I ever saw him play. Well, and maybe some of the best defense I've ever seen. They were unbreakable.
And that's where I think sometimes, and we do this, we talk about it with Brady, for example, quarterbacks, like, you have Brady in the back of your mind. When you watch Cam Newton or you watch Mac Jones or you watch any other quarterback that comes for a while here in New England, you kind of have Brady in the back. You're like, well, he's no Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Tom would have made that pass. Tom wouldn't have gotten sacked there. Tom would have picked up
that
blitz.
Tom doesn't lose that game.
And I think Chara is a little bit of that for me. So like when I see a McAvoy who's supposed to be like their best defenseman, high-paid defenseman, he's a leader, he's a this, I'm like,
is McAvoy the Drake May to Big Z's Tom Brady?
No. Drake May is better, hopefully.
Better, hopefully.
Yeah, better, hopefully. But McAvoy is just disappointing to me, and I do wonder if, for me personally, some of that is, in my own head, Zdeno Chara as the unfair, literally and figuratively, measuring stick for a Bruins defenseman. And obviously they've had great defenseman over the years with the Bruins. Mm-hmm. It's an historically deep Hall of Fame laden position for the franchise, and he fit right in. What a great addition. What you forget. Players that great don't change teams.
Well, Peter Chiarelli immediately came over, because we have to thank Chiarelli for that, because he comes over from the Senators. First thing he did, just like when Rex Ryan left the Baltimore Ravens and went to the Jets, first thing he did was at 12:01 a.m., he was out back before there was all of the collusion and, you know, the legal tampering. He was on Bart Scott's doorstep like, you are going to help me set the tone and tempo for this defense.
Right. But Bart
Chiarelli
Scott
was on the doorstep basically like, yeah, Big Z, we're paying you what you want. You're coming to Boston.
Bart Scott, good player. Zdeno Chara, great player.
Oh,
freak
of course,
of nature,
but you understand
unicorn.
What I'm saying. When somebody
no,
leaves
I know, but
they
it's,
want...
it's more, like in football, your example, that's common. Like, people bring in culture
their
centers.
Their guy, a culture
their
center.
Their guys.
Yes.
But you didn't just bring in your guy. He was your guy. He was also
the guy.
Yeah. And, like, you don't think of great players, elite players, changing course like that. And my other question, Dan Ball, I should probably have asked you this off air, but heck, what better time than on air?
That's a usual practice on the show. What's up?
Do it live.
No, just admit it.
What's he doing right now? He's still with the Bruins, right?
As far as I know, yeah. He's still an advisor in some capacity to Don Sweeney. Well,
actually,
but
if
no
I
clarity.
May, Dan,
I mean, I can get his official opinion.
No, no, no. But I mean, we
well.
Don't, like, was there was the, a while there we were like, hey, maybe if Cassidy gets canned.
That was
going to
say, wasn't, no, but wasn't there a time? No, not if Cassidy gets canned. What is
I
there?
Mean, Sweeney. Yeah,
There was. I was going to say, there was a time where people were sort of like, I'm not going to say lobbying or campaigning, but kind of hoping.
Instead, they brought in another player for head coach, keeping the Bruins player tradition
what, you're
alive.
You're not excited about the Sturm front?
Not really. Not really.
Riders in the Sturm?
I would have given them a short Sturm deal, not long Sturm.
Sturm chaser?
Yes, Dan Ball.
By the way, just to add into the conversation, you guys can get back to Chara, but congratulations also to Jack Parker, longtime head coach of the BU hockey program, who is also being inducted this year.
I know Jack.
Really?
True story. I do know Jack.
You
Jack
don't
is
know
actually,
Jack.
I swear to God.
Okay.
I do know Jack.
Go ahead.
Great guy.
Go ahead. What's the story?
He's just a friend of the family. That's all.
Wow, that's really cool.
That and is, random.
Yeah.
Wow, who has famous friends?
So the rapper from Chelsea is friends with Jack Parker. Didn't see that.
That'd be one hell of a collab.
Sturm.
Dan, while you're noting the other members, you want to list those?
Yeah.
Put you on
Who's
your
the class?
Spot there?
Yeah, hold on. Give me 30 seconds to get the full list.
A full 30 seconds?
What do you have, dial-up?
I can just say, AI, who's going into the Hockey Hall of Fame this year?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
The producers, I mean.
I'm not...
All right, I got it. All right.
So every time he says that, I worry that Stiz is playing the one without the bleep.
I kind of hope he does.
All right, congratulate Joe Thornton as a player going in.
Wait, Joe Thornton?
Yep.
We buried the lead. Well, not the real lead.
How come we can't get Flyers? Is that where is that rank in the worst trades in Boston sports history? Top 10?
It might be top 10. I mean, it's no Betts and it's no Babe Ruth.
It wasn't in your Fitzy 5 on that topic, but,
no,
I,
but
I brought it up as an honorable mention.
Yeah, it made honorable mentions. Yeah.
You want to do that on mic now?
No, sorry.
Do it.
He's singing the tagline.
Come on, coward. Do it.
All right, who else? Joe Thornton. Big Joe.
Joe Thornton. Alexander McGillney also in as a player.
Excellent. Excellent hockey player.
Duncan Keith, who haunted the Bruins as a defenseman with the Chicago Blackhawks, as well as Brianna Decker. You have Chara, which we got to. Jennifer Botterill, who's been involved in a number of capacities. Danielle Sauvignon, who I believe is currently the GM of the Montreal team in the PWHL currently, I believe.
You know that?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He's a puckhead.
I did some work in the PWHL this year.
Brag.
Oh, my God. Whoa. That's not only a brag, it's also a great story.
I didn't know that we were amongst hockey royalty.
Great story.
You're very much not. And then Jack Parker. So a really, really star-studded class this year.
And a lot of ties to Boston.
Yeah. Very much so.
Strong ties to Boston.
Absolutely.
Quick question, because I am not overly familiar with
Alexander
this name.
Alexander McGillney. There's a name I have not heard in some time. What a hockey player.
We mock the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield for they let anybody in. Everybody's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
How does the Hockey Hall of Fame compare to that?
I'm going to need you to listen.
A bunch of scrabonis.
Dan,
did you know there's something called
select?
Me bounds?
Yeah.
God, the listening on this. Ken Laird needs to send everyone back to listening school.
I'm sorry. What was
is it an
selective?
Open door policy?
In for the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's more selective than basketball. Because I don't have a lot, like, no disrespect, but the Basketball Hall of Fame lets everybody in.
Yeah.
Like Jaylen Brown is already a Hall of Famer. We obviously know Jason Tatum is. Drew Holiday is. Like, they're all going to be in the Hall of Fame.
It's kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like, all you have to do is be a musician and now you're in.
Whereas in football, for example, we're like, wait, that guy can't get in the Hall of Fame?
Adam Vinatieri is not in the Hall
of
Fame.
Why is Adam Vinatieri not going in?
I think it's somewhere in the middle. Like, the NBA just has such small rosters that there's a bit of a smaller pool to choose from, players, executives, and the like. I don't think it's as selective. Like, I just counted off 7-8 people. It's usually bigger classes than maybe you'll see in football. But there's still, these are individuals that have more than earned their rights.
Even
so it's probably somewhere in the middle of those two.
Even
that
for
mentioned.
Someone like myself, who's like not nearly as familiar with ice hockey as yourself, Dan, like, I knew most of those names as well. That sounded like a legitimate class of all-time hockey players.
Yeah, so, no question. Like, that, and a wide-ranging one as well.
That implies it's a touch more selective.
Right.
So usually I get bullied on this show by Ted Johnson. Last night, the bullying took place on social media. I had an opinion. I thought we were allowed to have opinions in this world and in this job. I had an opinion that apparently a lot of Red Sox fans didn't care for yesterday. We posted the video, and let's just say that mean tweets ensued. Dan Ball will be reading some of those mean bullying responses to my Christian Campbell opinion from yesterday. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
It'd be lit. It'd be off the hizzy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I would trade Christian Campbell. If teams want Christian Campbell, that $60 million 8-year deal, that's probably palatable for most teams. So you could talk to small market teams in Tampa and Pittsburgh, wherever. They might want Christian Campbell. I don't know what position he plays. I don't love his swing. And I know he was the minor league player of the year, but and the rookie of the month for the first month in the major leagues. I'm worried about what he is long term. I'm not sure he's a star. If teams want him, I would trade Christian Campbell.
Are you out of your mind?
So I'm used to that response from Ted Johnson and others on this show, a verbal, immediate shot at my opinion, which may not coincide with someone else's. But yesterday, as Brian Frazoco is wont to do, and his job is to do, post clips from this show on social. So we had this clip of my opinion and my 3-point stance about trading Christian Campbell, which I want to remind everybody.
Went over well.
Was based in Jeff Passan saying if they're going to make a deal, teams are going to ask for some of their big name prospects and guys that are interesting, long-term, control, all these things. He listed Christian Campbell, and he is a national, notable, knowledgeable baseball information guy.
He's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I said I would consider trading him. And, well,
what do people have to say?
They weren't nice.
No?
They bullied.
To you?
Clown references,
stop.
Ripping us, ripping the show. You were sort of collateral damage wrapped in there as they were taking down the show.
What happened to me?
So, Dan Ball.
Yeah.
Do tell us. What did people do on social media?
So, I have the notifications in the Afternoons account on my phone just to monitor what's going on. So, yesterday, as I'm sitting there watching the Red Sox game, I get a slew of mentioned by Andy Hart. I'm like, uh-oh. My boy's on Twitter. He's beating Keyboard Warrior.
My boy's on a bender.
Yeah, and some of the responses. By the way, the current post has generated 136,000 impressions, 52 retweets, 144 likes,
whoa,
and you counted it, Andy, 92 responses.
That's a lot of responses on Twitter.
And that's not even counting the quote tweets that
good
are
job,
involved
Andy.
In that. So, very nice, Andy Hart, rage baiting everybody. Well done. Some of the responses, at Jumbo Hart is an idiot, ... but I'd trade him too. One.
So even the agreement starts with a shot at me.
Yeah, the opposite of therapy. You got to start with the insult and then you get into the compliment.
Don't mock me, Dan.
I will do exactly that. And Twitter helps me in days like today. Why would anyone listen to such a clear-cut moron? Let's trade him well.
Clear-cut moron. You often hear moron described as clear-cut.
More of a buffet of Andy today.
Yeah, let's trade him while his value is down and teams think might have been a flash in the pan.
I replied to that one.
You replied to that one.
What did I? Didn't we just say yesterday? Man, you really don't listen on the show that you're a part of and say so much on.
No, whoa.
Excuse me.
Jesus. What are we doing? Do we have any professionals on the show? I can't be the lone professional.
You said yesterday, I took the week off basically when I was in the Caribbean from social media, and it was so refreshing. First night back, you're arguing with people. You have an addiction issue.
Well,
you're attracted.
No,
to
they
it.
Were being mean. And when you
let
back into
be.
A corner and take shots at me, I come out swinging. I'm like the guy in the middle of like a brawl, just like trying to take down anybody. He's not getting taken down by the crowd. Also, just side note, I just finished cleaning up blood on my back deck from my dog. Side story we'll get to later. But I had a lot of energy. It was late at night, and you know, I made the mistake of picking
up
my phone.
I'm in control.
He was. Yes, your response was true. We should probably wait till they know for a fact that he was a flash in the pan. You won somebody over. He said, I'll give you that one with a period at the end.
See? These are my. And if I can reach just one person,
one
it makes
time.
It all worth it.
That's right.
If I can change one opinion, it's worth it.
Marketing people will tell you that's not a good hit rate.
What do I need? Like 20%?
at least 2%.
Get the hell out of here. How many of those do you have?
There are hundreds.
Hundreds.
Jesus.
It's right, awesome.
What else you got? By the way, there were some on Twitch that I hadn't even seen that were hurtful.
Oh.
That Brian Frazoka was scrolling through. That people just were really mean. I don't understand why we can't just disagree with the opinion,
why
but it has to turn into personal.
People mean on the internet? Get out of town.
Dumb opinion? Okay. Get it. Dumb person, moron, clear cut. Why we got to go right to that?
You guys remember my welcome on the WEEI when they tweeted my picture?
Yeah, that didn't go well. They were mean.
Mean people on the internet.
Oh, no. Why?
We'll discuss off air for the sake of the FCC.
Yes, yeah. Yes, really? Yes.
They always say, quote, sell low to maximize return. I didn't know WEEI had become a comedy station, which I liked. Just a bunch of football hardos. They know nothing about baseball. I think that's a little mean to your baseball intelligence.
I think it's 100% mean.
There's a GIF that says stop doing drugs, and there was one photo that I liked.
It's Sis like... liked that one. He just cracked up.
That's good.
There's a photo that I like too. That's like the outline of a human head. It's the empty tank thing from your dashboard in your brain, but then full tank for your mouth. So like you don't know anything, but you're saying it anyways. Yeah. I thought that was pretty creative.
That's a great.
You have done a great job of sanitizing these because when I was scrolling through them last night. Amidst my furor of watching Walker Buehler whiz away the 3-0 lead, I was like dumbfounded.
Yeah, they were hurt.
It was rough.
They were taking pot shots.
Choppy
and we
waters.
Had fun. I did like the one guy who just told me like go have a piton or something. Go back on vacation and have a piton.
Yeah,
like,
he knows your brand.
I would if I could.
Somebody was a bit more polite about it. Not the brightest statement, which I actually thought was a nicer way of mm-hmm. insulting your intelligence.
Short, sweet.
And then the last one that was blocked because it's spam. Your investment wisdom has changed my life. The returns exceeded my wildest dreams.
Just like a trade for Christian Campbell might.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you got some good love.
So now in hindsight, how do you feel about yesterday's three-point stance?
I still believe
it.
My favorite part of this. What was that term you used? Anger baiting?
Rage baiting.
Rage baiting?
Rage bait, yeah.
Does that imply that I did it intentionally? Does that imply that I did it intentionally?
Normally, yeah.
Okay, so no, I was not rage baiting. I had an opinion. You guys know from the beginning, I didn't love Christian Campbell. Even when he was hitting well and winning Rookie of the Month, I was like, mm-hmm.
Minor League
like
Player
the
of the
look
Year.
Of it. Yeah, absolutely. And then he goes in the slump, and then he stinks defensively, and then he doesn't have a position. They clearly don't even know what his position is. We might put him at first base. Who knows? You put all those things together, and I'm like, I hear Jeff Passan say teams would be interested in Christian Campbell. That right there, marry those two things. I don't really like him. Jeff Passan says, well, other teams like him. Boom, I would trade him because I'm not sure his value will ever be like higher than it is right now.
Sucks, and sucks and sucks and sucks.
It's too low right now. He's got to come
back. Are you sure it's low?
It's pretty low.
I don't know. All these fans, if there's GMs out there that have feelings like these fans, that you idiot, that'd be the dumbest thing you could ever. So you want him. You like him. You think there's a lot of value in him. So if that is true.
Yeah, again, minor league player of the year who showed enough flashes that he's worth developing and putting some time into. Like I said yesterday, I think you need to send him down and let him put him back in the oven, marinate for a little bit.
And I mean, maybe he burns. Maybe he's inedible.
Or maybe he comes out
maybe
perfect.
Then you're like Clark Griswold in Christmas. Sucking water to get it down because it's so bad.
Wow.
But also, there was a time, if you recall, probably second week of April, third week of April, we were like, whoa, he signed a bad contract. He's going to regret that. Whoa, he's going to be like a 250
million. 10 for 100
million.
Get out of here.
If teams think that he signed a bad contract and he's still a good player, those teams should see value. They should see an opportunity. And I said it yesterday. I believe those are all teams in baseball. Whether you're a rich team like the Dodgers that are like, wait, we have a big payroll, but if I can get a great player at a cheap price, that's a good, you know, give and take on our books. Or the Rays, the A's, any team that just wants a good player that's cost effective. So I stand by it. I was not rage baiting, and I was giving my true opinion. I don't fake anything on this show. It was all genuine. If I'm a moron, I am a genuine moron. So,
and we'll save that for posterity because it may be useful.
We'll be hearing that probably even later in the show.
Speaking of morons, no, I'm not saying that. Speaking of the Boston Red Sox, I think it would be appropriate to say, oh, no, we suck again, because defense, base running, all the ills of this team from earlier in the season seem to be coming back. Bad starting pitching. It's all coming together for ugly losses for your Boston Red Sox. And Alex Cora, who, if you haven't heard, we'll talk to at 5:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. He blew his fuse last night. He was ejected again. So we need to get into all of that debacle that was a loss to the Angels out west late night for the Red Sox. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.